The state of Maryland next week will host its first industry day for companies in that state that want to connect with federal procurement opportunities. They're calling it Contract Connections. A number of federal agencies will be there. The event is hosted by the Maryland Department of Business and Economic Development. Joining us with details on what you can expect and how to attend is Lisa Swoboda. She's the Deputy Director of the Business and Economic Development Office of Military and Federal Affairs. Good morning, Ms. Swoboda. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So it sounds similar to something that Montgomery County has been doing through its Chamber of Commerce. Is that where the idea came from?
Yes, actually, I believe this past week they held an event at FDA, which will be the host of our upcoming event on December 12th, Contract Connections, the 13th.
Okay, and so tell us about who you expect to attend, both from the industry side and the federal side.
Sure. It's our first annual industry day. We have invited out 13 federal agencies that are housed here in Maryland, one exception, the FBI in D.C., but close enough proximity to us here at the state line. They will be giving an industry forecast of upcoming contracting opportunities. Our target audience is for Maryland's small and minority businesses, to learn more about the opportunities that exist here right in our backyard.
I was going to ask about that because clearly you saw a need. This is supposed to fill that need. Tell us more about the need, the niche that you're trying to fill.
Well, sure. Maryland ranks fourth in total federal procurement among the states, according to census data. And we know that in 2008, $27 billion of those dollars stayed here in Maryland. And we want to help our small businesses and minority businesses learn more about those opportunities that they might not otherwise hear about. It's a unique opportunity of where we're bringing business to government, of where they get to sit down and have face-to-face meetings with these agencies to find matchmaking capabilities and partnerships.
Now, it's relatively simple to match agency opportunities with the capabilities of various companies, but very often the gap is in the knowledge that those companies have about how to actually go about obtaining a federal contract, because that can be time-consuming and complex. So is there content in your day that will help those companies that may not have that expertise begin to acquire it?
Sure. Well, this event is geared towards those that already have that familiarity with federal contracting, but it will certainly give insight as to how to conduct better business, get more contracts with some agencies that they might not already be familiar with. Our agency does annually publish a business resource guide that is more along the lines of the how to do business with federal government. It outlines procurement officer contact information at all of our federal facilities here in Maryland. It tells you what's best to not bid on if you are a small business and where best might be subcontracting opportunities as opposed to being that prime. And that is posted on our website. We do update it annually. We also have a do's and don'ts one-pager for businesses that we come into contact with that are really looking for that how-to initial steps of getting into the federal contracting world.
Tell us about the people who are participating, the agencies, the companies. Who's going to be there?
Sure. We have three panels that will be broken down in the morning for our federal agency sessions, focusing in on research and development, IT and cyber, and professional services. And of the 13 agencies participating, we have NASA Goddard, NIH, Joint Program Executive Office for Chem Biodefense, Army Research Laboratory, DISA, National Security Agency, Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Social Security Administration, of course FDA, NAVAIR Command, which is down at Pax River in our Southern Maryland area, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, FBI, as I mentioned earlier, and the 11th Wing Contracting Squadron out of Joint Base Andrews.
We're speaking with Lisa Swoboda. She's Deputy Director of the Maryland Department of Business and Economic Development in the Office of Military and Federal Affairs. That sounds like quite a roster of federal agencies. So in many ways, with Maryland companies and Maryland-based federal agencies, then the money is, as you said, staying right in the state. Too bad it has to go through the Treasury Department.
Well, we just came across some data when we started this outreach. It is part of Governor O'Malley's outreach to Maryland federal facilities, something that our department has been focusing on over the past year. In the total federal dollars, Maryland ranks number one in the total percentage of the commerce budget. And same with Health and Human Services, thanks to NIH and FDA and Medicare and Medicaid being headquartered here. So it makes a big difference to have these federal agencies here in our state in helping our small businesses grow, and just as importantly, to support the mission, the overall mission of these agencies here.
Now, this is the first time you've hosted something like this. Is there any particular goal that you hope to achieve, and how it'll help you determine if you want to do this a second time and when?
Sure. Our intention is certainly to do this again. We already feel it's a success. We have over 250 businesses attending. Our goal is to connect these businesses to the existing federal and prime contractor business opportunities, of course, as I mentioned, to help them grow here in our state, to enable them to better understand the requirements, the priorities, and opportunities associated with the 13 federal agencies that we mentioned. That's our primary goal, is to connect the small and minority businesses, and of course then to help sustain our federal agencies and help their mission grow here.
And you won't really be able to measure that until later.
Correct. And of course, we'll follow up and try the best we can to determine how effective the event was.
Okay, now I'm going to give you the opportunity to give details, particulars, website, whatever it is people need to know to get involved next week.
Sure. The event is December 13. It starts, registration starts at 7:30 a.m. It will be held at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which has its new headquarters in White Oak, right there in Silver Spring off of New Hampshire Avenue. They may go to website contractconnections.eventbrite.com to register. It is $55, and that cost covers your breakfast, lunch, and materials. And we, as I mentioned, will have the 13 federal agencies there. In addition to the 13 federal agencies, I should also mention that we will be hosting a keynote speaker for luncheon. That will be the CEO of SAIC, Walt Havenstein. We'll also have a presentation by our Federal Facilities Advisory Board Chairman, Kevin Kelly, who will be giving a presentation on an update as to their activities and initiatives. We'll also have a contractor panel of where we'll have 4 to 5 contractors, prime contractors, talk about their successes and challenges of partnering with the federal government and, of course, providing as much advice as they can to those in our audience. And then probably the most unique aspect of this is in the afternoon we'll end the day with a matchmaking session. Our businesses will have the opportunity to sit down and have 10-minute one-on-one appointments with federal contracting officers within these 13 agencies.